Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is addressing anti-Semitism on college campuses today by signing an executive order. It would define the Jewish people as a race or nationality, allowing the government to treat instances of anti-Semitism on college campuses as a violation of the federal civil rights law. Here to explain is Julie Zosmer of The Washington Post. And Julie, the executive order won't mean that Jewish people need to change their IDs, but explain how it would change the penalty for acts of anti-Semitism.
Right. The reason that the Trump administration is interested in doing this is a federal civil rights law called Title VI. It deals with education. If an educational institution is discriminating on the basis of race or national origin, the federal government can withhold funds from that educational institution. It does not apply to religious discrimination. So the Trump administration has been very interested in anti-Semitism on college campuses and wants to go after that. And in order to do that, they feel like they need to define Judaism to fall under race and nationality instead of falling under religion.
Okay. So under Title VI, the Department of Education has already been applying a broader definition and did so last year when investigating allegations at Rutgers University. Can you explain that case for us and how the department handled that one?
Right. A conservative Jewish organization said that the university was creating a hostile environment for Jewish students, specifically around organizing that was happening on campus that was anti-Israel organizing. Of course, there's a difference between anti-Semitism and being against the Israeli government. But in this case, the Obama administration looked at it. They closed the case without taking action. And the Trump administration came into office and the education department said, we're going to reopen this case because we think that there is a hostile environment here, not just based on what you think about policy about Israel, but a hostile environment for Jewish students. And in that case, in order to reopen it, the education department said, by the way, we consider Judaism to be a nationality. And that is what this executive order is intended to create.
And why do you think the Trump administration is taking this action?
I mean, this could clearly be done differently by an act of Congress that says something about addressing anti-Semitism specifically and about how the federal government should treat colleges that have an anti-Semitism problem in some way. Congress isn't passing that law. The Trump administration wants to fit this in with existing law without getting something passed.
Yeah, there have been some concerns about the impact this might have on free speech, and some Jewish groups are actually supporting this executive order. What have you been hearing?
Right. There's a lot of divide among Jewish groups. There are people who say, well, gosh, we'd like some protection from anti-Semitism, but this seems like really the wrong way to go about it. There are liberal Jewish groups that say this is being used as a tool to confront Palestinian activists on college campuses and that this is not for protecting Jews. There's also—
Do they have a point?
I think we have to wait and see how this does end up being applied, but they absolutely have a point that defining Judaism as a race is problematic when you look at the fact that 10% of Jews are Jews of color. American Jews are standing up and saying, my nationality is American. Almost none of the Jews in America come from Israel directly. It's a problematic definition to try to fit a religion into.
That's Julie Zosmer of The Washington Post. Thank you so much for breaking this down for us, Julie.
Thank you.